I know.
Malka, he's not on yet.
Okay. He might. I'm wondering if he's going to have his computer back today.
Oh, was it broke?
Yeah, Brandy said yesterday that his modem was out.
Oh, okay.
And he would get it back today, but
okay.
So, I mean, that's pretty quick.
That is quick.
Yeah.
We need to find out who his service people are. You still there?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
I was looking, I just finished editing and I sent him something, you know. I'm just taking a chance, of course, it'll be there in his email. So
right.
I've got to get on that lesson for our meeting because I had this, you know, felt like I got to get this, that out of the way, you know, and then I can concentrate on it.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Is your computer fixed?
My computer is fixed. Got a new modem.
That's fast service.
Very fast service. I was very surprised. But it's done, so I'm back up.
Good.
Just about 48 hours behind, but
don't even remind me. If you're 48, I bet I'm 78 behind. Oh. But we can laugh about it.
I'm sorry?
I said we can laugh about it. I mean, we're not complaining.
Absolutely. It's the month of Adar, the month of joy.
That's right.
I was laughing all day. So we are on section 6, Pasuk 78, in the Sulam commentary on the Sohar on Parasha Vayera. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kut Shabaritu Ishkin Tepit Hilu Erchimu Ut Hilu Ut Hilu Erchimu. Le'akda L'shem Yud He Bavav He. Le'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La'asot Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino Amadunai Elohino Eleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kononei Eleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kononeihu. Pasuk 78. Begin dekad bar nash ihu behai al malash kach velay stakal al makaim ela kol yoma uyoma chashiv kiluhu azel berekan yayo Behakad nishmata nafkat mehai alma layadat lean orcha salkin la beha orcha lesalta leela laatar dimchiru nishmatin Ilain Naharim Lat Chayv Lekal Hom Nishmatin Deha Kegavna Dehu Amshach Amshach Aleya Behay Alma Hake Itmashkat Levatar denafek meineya. The translation. When a person is in this world, he is not aware of, or does he look for, the reason he was created. For him, every day is considered as if it passes by in emptiness. And when the soul leaves this world, it does not recognize the path in which it is elevated, because the path that leads up to the place where the luminous sublime souls shine, which is the Garden of Eden, is not shown to all souls. After it departs from him, the soul follows the same way that a person followed while in this world. My commentary. Learn this lesson well and remember daily. The path that someone follows in this world is also followed in the next step in the soul's process after death. If you are attracted to physical pleasures, you will follow that path to be reincarnated into the physical world. Perhaps an animal or a plant or a rock or being cleansed in Gehinnom, depending on what is best for that soul. If you follow spiritual pleasures like meditation and prayer, you will follow that path to be either cleansed in Gehinnom prior to going to the Garden of Eden, or to being reincarnated in physical life to improve this spiritual path. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, until you said what you said, I would have thought, how sad that soul never got to see. You know, at least Moses got a glimpse of the land that he wasn't going to get to go into. But it, you know, the soul doesn't even, it's not even shown the Garden of Eden or a more positive side to life than physicality.
But that's true of too many souls, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Mark. I'm a little confused. So when the soul passes on, and if it desires physicality, I thought all souls were clean or their process of cleansing. All souls, right?
In the physical world, everybody needs cleansing.
Okay.
So when a soul leaves the body, where does it go?
Well, it goes back to the original state, back to dust. When the soul, you said the soul or the body?
When the soul leaves the body,
okay.
The person, the soul, does not know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
If it is practiced meditation and prayer, it will know the path to follow. If it has not practiced meditation or prayer, where does it know to go? It knows to go to physicality.
So is that
the soul is in the grave. When someone dies, they get buried. The body is in the grave, but the soul is still in the body. The nefesh level of soul is still in the body.
Right.
And it gets drawn out because it sees the Shekhinah. But the Shekhinah disappears as soon as the soul leaves the body. And then it doesn't know where to go. So it goes to where its home is, where its physical home is. which is why we cover the mirrors when we're sitting Shiva, because the soul can't see its reflection in the mirror. But it can see the reflection of people in the mirror, the people, living people, the body, but a soul is not no longer in the body. So it is just a spirit. It's a ghost, so to speak. And it doesn't know where to go because it doesn't know the path home, back to God. But those who have practiced meditation and those who have practiced prayer, they know the path home. So they go to the Garden of Eden. And then they are judged. Do they come back into a physical body in order to continue their spiritual growth? Or do they stay in the Garden of Eden? Do they get processed through into the higher Garden of Eden?
Those
souls who don't know the path, they have to be guided.
And they guide it by whom and by what?
Some are guided by their family members. Some are guided by the demons. Some are guided by people that they've met in life who passed on before them. Everybody has a different experience.
So as Hana said, they may never get to the garden. I'm not saying that's what she said, but that's kind of what my mind goes to. They may never enter the garden for that matter if they don't know where to go and they don't have guidance to show them the way.
If they're guided by demons, if they're guided by demons, the demon takes them to the court, which is down at Gehinnom, and they're judged in that court, and they're cleansed in Gehinnom, and then reincarnated into a physical world.
So that they can correct
whatever is best for the soul based on the judgment of the that din that they experience.
Okay. I guess that's why back some time ago, it's like I want to be buried with the Torah learners, the Torah, you know, people that know Torah. Because if my soul is leaving the body and it doesn't know where to go, I know I have good guidance and I have good, you know, spiritual leaders.
I don't think we're supposed to be buried with anything other than that, the kittle, you know, the not supposed to be anything physical in the coffin with
you. I'm not saying physical. I mean just knowledge, the people that have knowledge.
Okay.
That's what I was saying. Not so much physical things, but people that have knowledge.
Oh, I thought you meant a physical tour book with you.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
But that's essentially the teaching, is that you cannot take anything physical with you, but you can take the Torah that you studied with you.
Oh, really?
You can take the Torah that you study with it, that one of the questions you will be asked is, what is your name? And when you try and tell them that your name is Hana, they're going to say, so what's your personal verse?
Hine el Yeshua Tev Tokfilo, Ke Aziva Zimraya, Adonai Vayahila Yeshua. That's my verse.
And a lot of people who don't study their personal verse don't remember that in their consciousness. It's not part of their consciousness like it is with you. And so they mm-hmm. struggle. And one of the ways that they struggle is the beating in the grave. It's called Kibbutz HaGever.
Mm-hmm. Well, we studied that last Hoshana Rabbah.
We have studied it. We'll study it some more as we go through the Zohar.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to Pasuk 79. Malka, are you okay with what's going on?
Yes, thank you for that explanation, because I was a little confused for a while. I still kind of am, but yes, I am.
I'm still confused, too.
Don't we grab some souls from Gehinnom as we pass? Seems like I remember that.
Yes, everyone goes to the gate of Gehinnom and then rises immediately if they want it. But it's not clear whether the Bet Din is before they get to the gate of Gehinnom, or if the Bet Din is after they elevate the souls. I believe it's the Bet Din is before they get to Gehinnom.
Oh.
Pasuk 79.
Do we know how long the Tzaddik has to stay in the water as a fish before he or she appears on the table, the Shabbat table? Are you told that?
Not in the sense of a length of time, but there are only certain months of the year where the soul that's in the fish can be elevated to the human.
That.
If it's not that month, then the soul has to be, the soul sits with the human as an ibur until he's able to elevate to the spiritual level.
God, just thought, what about fish that you keep in your freezer?
They're a little warm.
I'm sorry.
That was a joke.
Well, I didn't hear it.
I said they're a little warm.
In the freezer? I'm not going to keep my fish longer anymore. You're going to make me cook fish every week. Oh, my goodness.
Isn't it called freezer burn?
Here we come.
Absolutely.
Oh, my.
Pasuk 79. Tachatze barnash it meshech. Batar kudsha barichu, uteu ta dileya avatreya, v'hai alma devatar kad nafek mineya, ihu it meshech avatreya, v'ya havin leya, o rach l'istalaka. Ve'ela batar ha'hu mishiku de'it mishech biruta kol yoma v'hai alma. The translation, come and see. If a person is drawn after the Holy One, blessed be he, and longs for him while in this world, then later when he departs from this world, he also follows the Holy One, blessed be he. And he is shown a path to climb that rises upward to the place where the souls shine. In other words, it follows and continues the same path that his desire followed and longed for each day while in this world. My commentary, learn well, my friends and students. Questions, comments, thoughts.
I think that's what we were just discussing, correct?
Say again, please.
I think that's what we were just discussing.
But this
yes,
time it's
exactly
the more righteous soul. Before it was the soul that followed after the physicality, whereas this one is more the righteous one. And he's shown a path to climb that rises higher. Yeah. So that's... I'm glad it says that, because every time I go to a hospital somewhere and I think I'm supposed to turn left down that hall, and I'm not. It's supposed to be the opposite way. I can never find my way around. So I have a feeling I might have some trouble. So I'm glad somebody shows.
Well, living in an independent living facility, you have people frequently going to, I don't like to say the word, but going to hospitals. So because I don't like to say the word, whenever they say somebody went to the hospital, I said, no, they went on vacation. And they always ask mm-hmm. me, why would you say that? I said, because sometimes people don't come back from hospitals, but they always come back from vacations.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Most of the time.
But it's cuckoo Kabbalah, and that's how they know I'm cuckoo. But literally, I have gotten about 20 people who I eat dinner with regularly every night. About 20 of them are now saying that so-and-so went on vacation. So it's working. But then I have to ask, so which place did they go? Did they go to Northside Vacation or did they go to Emory Vacation? That's the baby. Amar Rabbi Abba Yom Ha'adi Arana Tehad Matameinun Tehawo Min B'nei Kedem We Amar Lu Li Mehahiyo Achmeta Dehawo Yadin Mi Yome Kadmeae Wahawo Ashkechan Sifrin Dechachmata Bilchon Ukrivu Lichad Sifra. The translation. Rabbi Abba said, one day I came upon a town that belonged to the children of the East. They shared with me a part of the wisdom that they knew from antiquity. Then they searched for books of their own wisdom and gave me one. My commentary, this is an informational pasuk, and there will be more to follow. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I'm anxious to see what the book is.
Well, we don't have time. We're out of time.
Mm-hmm.
But you do know what the book is. We've discussed that in the book, in the Parashat Toldot, at the end of it, it says that Abraham gave gifts to his son Isaac.
Mm-hmm. And they went and to eat.
Right after that, it says the same, that he gave wisdom to his other children and sent them to the east. And we discussed that he gave Isaac the three-column system, which we that's what we studied, the tree of life. And others, they studied the two-column system, the yin and yang. But we will have the joy of following more of that in this section. Any questions before we go?
Nothing right now.
Please mark on your calendars a week from tonight and also the Friday morning next week. This week, tomorrow, we will have, we'll be studying Psalm 78. But next week, I have to cancel the classes, all the classes, Thursday night and Friday morning.
Let me see what that is. Thursday night and Friday morning. Okay, that's the 5th and the 6th. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So everyone, and we will have a class tonight as well as tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So, shalom to all.
Okay, shalom. Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You too, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.